future. So both are important. Three major differences between the two schools. One of the big differences was that Imam Abu Hanifa believed we should predict the future and think about problems that did not happen at our time and try to find a solution. Imam Malik thinks that this is a waste of time. We should not talk about things that did not happen yet. And we said how they both talked about it. Although after the meeting, they did not change their views. Imam Abu Hanifa remained the same way and Imam Malik remained the same way, but they understood each other. They saw the other person's point of view. Now, the other major difference between the two schools, Imam Malik believed that if you cannot find the answer in the Quran or the Hadith, you should go to what the people of Medina say. This is the third one in importance. Normally we call that Ijma'. Ijma' is when a bunch of scholars all say that this is the way it is, then we go with them. Imam Malik and Abu Hanifa both believed that Ijma' is important, but the difference was, and this is again a major difference, Imam Abu Hanifa believed that Ijma' only talks about the people of Medina. Only. What is his point of view? Well, he says, Imam Malik says, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam lived in Medina. The companions lived in Medina. The Prophet died in Medina and his wives died in Medina. All the knowledge started from Medina. The revelation of the Quran happened in Medina. So if you want to get the best opinion, go with the opinion of the people of Medina. So that makes sense. Even one person came to him and he said, Imam Malik, what do I do when there are different opinions? When there are different opinions, whose opinion should I go with? He said, go with the opinion of Ahlul Medina, the people of Medina. He said, why? And listen to what he said. He said, because the Quran was revealed in Medina, it was not revealed in Iraq. Of course, he was trying to talk about the school of Abu Hanifa. The Quran was revealed in Medina, not in Iraq. So if you want to know that the truth, you come to the people of Medina. So this is one major difference was between the school of Abu Hanifa and Imam Malik. What was Imam Abu Hanifa's answer to this? We cleared the point of view of Imam Malik. What was Imam Abu Hanifa's answer?